What are you doing?
The pregnant one manages to bite back at him, while watching the Saab with its engine idling and the exhaust spewing out of the mouth of the plastic tube on the floor.
Me? Nothing,
says Uwe indignantly, looking as if he'd prefer to shut the garage door again. Thick red drops are forming in her nostrils. She covers her face with one hand and waves at him with the other.
I need to lift to the hospital, she says, tilting her head back.
Uwe looks skeptical.
What the hell? Pull yourself together, it's just a nosebleed.
She swears in something Uwe assumes is Farsi and clamps the bridge of her nose hard between her thumb and index finger. Then she shakes her head impatiently, dripping blood all over her jacket.
Not because of the nosebleed.
Uwe's a bit puzzled by that. Puts his hands in his pockets.
No, no, well then.
She groans.
Patrick fell off the ladder.
She leans her head back so that Uwe stands there talking to the underside of her chin.
Who's Patrick? Uwe asks the chin.
My husband,
the chin answers.
The lanky one? Asks Uwe.
That's him, yeah, says the chin.
And he fell off the ladder?
Uwe clarifies.
Yes, when he was opening the window.
Right, what a bloody surprise. You can see that one coming from a mile away.
The chin disappears and the large brown eyes reappear. They don't look entirely pleased.
Are we going to have a debate about this or what?
Uwe scratches his head, slightly bothered.
No, no, but can't you drive yourself? And that little Japanese sewing machine you arrived in the other day? He tries to protest.
I don't have a driver's license,
she replies, mopping blood from her lip.
What do you mean you don't have a driver's license?
Asks Uwe, as if her words are utterly inexplicable to him. Again, she sighs impatiently.
Look, I don't have a driver's license and that's all. What's the problem?
How old are you?
Uwe asks, almost fascinated now.
30,
she says impatiently.
30? And no driver's license? Is there something wrong with you?
She groans, holding one hand over her nose and snapping her fingers with irritation in front of Uwe's face.
Focus a bit, Uwe, the hospital. You have to drive us to the hospital.
Uwe looks almost offended.
What do you mean, us? You'll have to call an ambulance if the person you're married to can't open a window without falling off a ladder.
I already did. They've taken him to the hospital, but there was no space for me in the ambulance. And now, because of the snow, every taxi in town is occupied and the buses are getting bogged down everywhere.
Scattered streams of blood are running down one of her cheeks. Uwe clamps his jaws so hard that he starts gnashing his teeth.
I can't trust bloody buses. The drivers are always drunks, he says quietly,
his chin at an angle that might make someone believe he was trying to hide his words on the inside of his shirt collar. Maybe she notices the way his mood shifts as soon as she mentions the word bus. Maybe not. Anyway, she nods, as if this in some way clinches it.
Right then, so you have to drive us.
Uwe makes a courageous attempt to point threateningly at her, but to his own dismay, he feels it's not as convincing as he might have hoped.
There are no have-tos around here. I'm not some bloody mobility service, he manages to say at last.
But she just squeezes her index finger and thumb even harder around the bridge of her nose and nods as if she has not in any way listened to what he just said. She waves with irritation towards the garage and the plastic tube on the floor, spewing out exhaust fumes thicker and thicker against the ceiling.
I don't have time to fuss about this anymore. Get things ready so we can leave. I'll go and get the children.
The children?
Uwe shouts after her, without getting any kind of answer. She's already swanned off on those tiny feet that look wholly undersized for that large pregnant bump, disappearing around the corner of the bicycle shed and down towards the houses. Uwe stays where he is as if waiting for someone to catch up with her and tell her that actually Uwe had not finished talking. But no one does. He tucks his fists into his belt and throws a glance at the tube on the floor.
It's actually not his responsibility if people can't manage to stay on the ladders they borrow from him. That's his own view.
But of course, he can't avoid thinking about what his wife would have told him to do under the circumstances if she'd been here. And, of course, it's not so difficult to work it out, Uwe realizes, sadly enough. At long last, he walks up to the car and pokes off the tube from the exhaust pipe with his shoe, gets into the Saab, checks his mirrors, puts it into first and pulls out into the parking area. Not that he cares particularly about how the pregnant foreign woman gets to the hospital, but Uwe knows very well that there'll be no end of nagging from his wife if the last thing Uwe does in this life is to give a pregnant woman a nosebleed and then abandon her to take the bus. And if the gas is going to be used up anyway, he may as well give her a lift there and back. Maybe then that woman will leave me in peace, thinks Uwe. But of course, she doesn't.